Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Check. Hey, how is everybody doing today?
Pretty good.
I hope somebody aside from us has some beer, because that's what we're going to be up here doing, and it's much more fun with people who are drinking along with us. Are there beer on the premises?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Well, I am the voice. This is Drunken Lullabies Podcast. Thank you for joining me here at the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. I've got a few cohorts here. We're going to sit, we're going to drink some beers, we're going to talk beer, we're going to talk music, and hopefully get a little tipsy by the end of the show.
Fucking A.
All right, so to my far left, we got Josh from the Talk To Me Podcast.
What's up, guys? How's it going? Welcome to Nashville.
All right, next to him, I was briefly introduced, but yeah, I was told if I'm doing a show about beer, I need to have this guy involved. Ian.
Yes.
Yeah. You already know him. He's been on stage. He's going to be on stage all day, I guess. So, yeah, rock and metal. And then the man himself, Mr. Decibel Geek, we got Chris. I was told I can't get him too inebriated. He has other responsibilities for the rest of the day. So.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'm here to get fucked up.
Exactly. All right.
That's why I'm running things and Ian isn't.
Well, much like every episode of Drunken Lullabies, is brought to you by Distill Brewery. And some of you guys may be unfamiliar with Distill Brewery, but it is in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Dakara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Padania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor, drink Distill, and we will drink a Distill beer a little bit later. But first, it is time to let you guys know about the Drunken Lullabies drinking game. Anytime one of the following happens, you guys have to take a drink. This applies double for the people here, as much as the people listening at home once this comes out next week. So, anytime there is a swear word, that is a drink.
Ooh.
Anytime there is a pop culture reference or an impression, that is a drink. Then there's the Schimansky rule. Anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas, that is a drink. And finally, the word of the day. When the word of the day is said, that is a drink. And we're going to make the word of the day rock.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh boy.
So there you go.
Rock.
You're
welcome, beer.
All right, so it's time for us to play our drinking game. We have a little drinking game ourselves. It's called Spin the Bottle. I already delegated Ian. Usually we will sit in a circle, spin a bottle, who it lands on has to chug a beer. Ian's going to chug regardless. So, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. We're going to chug a light rail cream ale, and Ian's going to get a little buzz on before the rest of us do.
Oh, yeah!
Nice technique.
He can open the thrill.
Yeah,
really nice.
Yeah. All right. Excellent.
Next beer,
indeed.
That was bad.
I decided we're in Nashville, so we're going to drink some Nashville beer. I brought this from home. Because a listener, loyal drunken maniac, Tyler, sent this to me. This is the Preservation Ale from Yazoo. And normally we have fancy glasses at Drunk Lullaby Studios, but we're in Toby Keith country, so we got red solo cups today.
Can there be a penalty for mentioning Toby Keith?
If you want, okay. It's your gig. All right, so we'll pass these down.
This is that shit I had yesterday.
Is it?
You. And one thing that's always fun to talk about on the show is music. You guys all have music related
podcasts. You like rock music?
I definitely like rock music. Alright, so this is the Preservation Ale, and it says it's inspired by the beer and guard styles of northern France, so we're getting sophisticated here. In 2016, we brewed a fresh hop ale with local hops grown at Sulphur Creek Farm. I'm not familiar with it, I'm not from here. And aged it with funky Brett yeast and locally sourced souring lactose strains.
That's funky, all right.
You guys.
That means nothing to me.
This tastes like Sammy Hagar sounds.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is terrible. But I'm Irish, so I'm going to drink it anyway.
Let's not start.
All right, we're not going to get that. All right. So, one of the fun things that we do, we go back and we talk stories. I thought while we're drinking these beers, we could talk about the first beer you ever had. If you can remember the first beer you ever had. Josh, were you sneaking something out of
the first beer I ever had, I was 8 years old. And my cousin came into town, who actually got me into KISS, so all the KISS podcasts here, that's kind of what got me into KISS. But 8 years old, I had a Budweiser. He came back from the military. He was like, drink this. You know, he was fresh out of the military. I'm 8 years old. I tried to chug a Budweiser. At eight.
I have an 8 year old at home.
I know.
We have a fridge full of beer, and it's never even crossed my mind that he would attempt to chug a beer.
I mixed it with Mountain Dew because I had always heard that you could mix drinks.
So that's not what a mixed drink. Yeah, that's
no,
not what.
I learned that later in life.
Okay.
But yes, at 8 years old, I tried to mix a Budweiser and Mountain Dew to make it taste better. It didn't work.
Alright, Ian?
Probably stealing one of my old man's Schaefer lights.
Okay.
And like, no wonder you didn't go to work, Dad, you know? This stuff's terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, being Irish, I just kept drinking it. Still to this day. And I like cheap, white trash beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I saw you drinking a PBR.
Yeah,
I
love it.
I am not against drinking a PBR at all. It's a lot of the punk shows I go to, that's the best beer available.
I like beer flavored beer. Now the fancy thing is you got cotton candy, Skittles, Snickers, Wintertime Harvest, Pale Ale.
Did you look at the beers I brought?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't need to candy it up. I like beer, but I'm gonna drink whatever because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm all about a bargain.
Chris.
Okay, I don't even remember my first beer, but my parents seem to talk about this because my dad was watching a Braves game on TV, and he got called away for something, and he had pretty much a full moose head can of beer on the table, and apparently I drank the entire thing.
Okay.
And was acting very strangely. I must have been like 6 years old, and I fell asleep, and apparently my mom was really pissed at my dad for that, but yeah, that was my first beer.
Mine would have been, I was probably about eight. I did not attempt to chug. My grandpa left an unattended Schlitz on the kitchen table. And I was
irresponsible guardians.
Yeah, it was a different time, man. The 80s. Well, for me and Josh. I don't know when you guys...
70s.
Okay, that's okay. I didn't want to. But yeah, my grandpa drank, you know, PBRs and Schlitz and Blatz and Hams and all those.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
I like where this is going.
Those were the first beers I tasted. I wasn't a fan. Didn't try it again for, you know, another 6 or 7 years. And then I was like, okay, the taste buds have developed a little bit more. So, all right. Well, you guys, unfortunately, aren't going to get to hear the full Produce show because we're recording it live. But every episode, I have a band of the week. And this week's band of the week is actually an artist that you guys should be pretty familiar with. I'm talking about Mike Tramp, formerly of White Lion. And we're going to be playing a few songs on this episode, but due to time constraints, I'm not going to be playing them here, and we're not going to sit here listening to music. So you can check this out, hear the full thing, but right now we're going to cut away to one of the new songs on his album, Maybe Tomorrow, which is actually his 10th solo album. Came out earlier this year in February on Target Records. I know it's the end of summer, but the song's called Spring. There's nothing I can do about it, but here we go. This is Mike Tramp with Spring. more beer?
Yes.
All right.
If I'm going to keep listening to Mike Tramp, I need more beer.
Less Mike Tramp, more beer.
Wait. There. Wait.
You said we were going to serenade him.
Right. I'm not joking though yet.
Oh, okay.
You owe 25 cents for royalties for that.
This one is a little heavier and a little darker. This is from Jackson, Mississippi. This is hot coffee from Lucky Town Brewing.
Hot coffee.
Yeah, just pour a little in your glass there. Hot coffee. It says, to celebrate Lucky Town's 30th anniversary, we've released this limited imperial oatmeal stout brewed with bean fruit, Old Route 4 dark roast coffee, chocolate, cinnamon, and a combination of ancho, guajillo, and pasillo chili peppers. As of December 2015, hot coffee is the strongest beer to be sold in Mississippi at 10.3% ABV, which also happens to be the state's ABV limit. So if you go to Mississippi, you're not going to find a stronger beer than what we're going to try.
Should I take the ponytail out and make a man bun before I fucking drink this?
Did Ian not tell you that he did not want to drink this?
Now, are you guys coffee fans?
I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I'm not either. And what about peppers?
Not so much.
No.
This is a weird tasting beer.
It is. It's a different kind of beer.
It's better than the Up the Wazoo one we had.
Yeah, I like it better than the first one.
Well, that's good, because at the end of the show, we'll go over and figure out which beer you like the best. I have a feeling you may go for the Chuck beer.
I'm not going to say that it rocks.
Yeah, I like which is the cream soda.
I see what you did.
Shasta Delight. It's very tasty.
So, you guys are here at the Rock and Pod Expo.
All right.
No, you don't have to take a drink. It's for them.
Oh, it's for them. Okay.
Yeah, we want them to get drunk, and then we're funnier than
them. Yeah.
So,
drink.
You guys all have your own podcast. Why don't we'll start with Josh. Give a little bit of a summary for the listeners at home who may be unfamiliar with the Talk To Me podcast. They're definitely going to be familiar with a lot of the bands you feature. And just tell how you got started and a little background on the show.
University of the podcast is coming up. Talk To Me podcast. Obviously, my last name is Toomey, so it's kind of a nice play on word.
It together.
And no, if you haven't figured it out
Genius.
Just yet. But a lot of interviews with guys like guys from Hatebreed, 36 Crazy Fist, Cinderella, Five Finger Death Punch, all the way. You know, kind of runs the gamut of my CD collection about who I want to bring on. But, you know, it's just a nice chat with some of the guys you may or may not hear from. If you keep up with Blabbermouth, things like that, I'm sure you've seen ridiculous stories from the podcast. I got a co-host, John Drake, now. So we just nice doing, like, rants, anecdotes, and all kinds of stuff about rock and metal. And it's just a lot of fun. And, I like you, can't believe, 2 years after this, getting in Nashville, sitting at a rock and roll right. Expo. Thank you, Kristen.
Yes, exactly. You said your 2-year podiversary is coming up. Trademark it before Gene Simmons gets involved. Mine is in November. So yeah, just the 2-year anniversary of when I started and being a part of an event like this. I was just drinking with my friends in the basement. A few months later, I got sponsorship and I got paid to drink beer, and I've been able to hang out with some of my favorite bands. I've got to go to music festivals and beer festivals. I've traveled to like 4 different states now, all just from drinking beer with my friends in the basement and just going with it. And it's great to be a part of the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo. And thank you very much, Chris, for inviting us to your party.
Oh, I'm happy to be the guy throwing the party.
Now, you mentioned Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
Funny story, I sold the lead singer a Guilt Love Doll.
Okay.
They did a signing. I used to run a record store in Deakin, Illinois called Co-op Records, and they did a signing before a show. We had an over 18 birthday, and Ivan Moody, not his real name, he had the credit card receipt. He bought a GILF, which stands for Grandma I'd Like to Fuck, Love Doll, and he said this was going to be prominently displayed on their tour bus. Did you see this GILF doll, or did they break it in too much and it was probably destroyed?
I have never seen the GILF doll.
Okay. I don't want to know what happened to it.
That's just what you say publicly.
Oh, okay. Actually, the Yildol is currently at my house because I fell in love. Took it home.
Yeah.
Sloppy audience.
Yeah, that's
how did this go from talking about our shows to a discussion about the Yildol?
That's how the show works. It goes on tangents, and they get worse as the show goes on. We get more drunk. Ian, give us a little breakdown of your show and how you got here.
Yeah, let's stop talking about grandmothers and just talking about regular mothers.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do on Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. Basically album reviews and slam each other's mothers, figuratively, literally. We've been doing it for about 3 years now with my co-host, the great Dr. Fuck there, the Simon to my Garfunkel. We've got to interview amazing stars like Robert Fleischman and Ron Keel.
Bill Wang,
the one and only Bill Wang. We're very proud to be part of this. Thanks to great Chris and Zach, it proved to me you don't need a voice, looks, talent, anything other than internet to really do this.
I'm happy to be a trailer.
Yeah. So I was like, my mom always said I'd never be shit, and she was right, but I have my own podcast, so there's that.
Are they proud of you?
We're not in contact anymore.
Oh, okay. Because of the show?
Yeah.
Well, she told me she likes
pretty much. And Ralph.
Oh.
And Ralph.
All right, Chris, tell us a little bit about Decibel Geek. And...
We turned 6 years old on April, in April. And
really? Because you've been old for, like, way longer than that.
I know. But no, I co-host the show with Aaron Camaro, who's around here somewhere.
Yeah, he introduced us. Earlier.
He's kind of the MC of the show. We've been doing it 6 years. Weekly show talks about all kinds of different rock subjects and different themes. We'll do year in review. We'll just spin deep tracks and call it the Radio Sucks Radio Show. Or do a lot of interviews, album discussions. Those are called Albums Unleashed. And been doing it a long time. Got a pretty good listenership built up, and helped be the impetus to do this crazy idea.
Excellent. All right. Well. We're going to finish our beers. I have you finish yours. And
duh.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Just
can I get a full beer? I'm a fucking adult here.
Well, I'm going to pull out a bigger bottle here in a second.
He has less responsibility, so he can have
a full. Oh, that's true, yeah. You told me you were on a strict limit.
I set my standards so low, so I can do it drunk.
All right, well, we're going to play another song from our band of the week. Here is Mike Tramp with Rust and Dust here on Drunk and Lullabies.
Seems that I am not this.
to let go. This wasn't built in just a day. When all we left is dead and gone, and every dream just ripped and torn. The magic and the mystery, another page in history. Something needs to die.
Obvious to see why.
This looks like it came off a pirate ship.
Alright. Pour some in.
What, the store was all out of Zima?
Jesus. Yeah, we don't do Zima. Although, part of the show, the Bottle Cap Kid, he brought a bunch of Oculto once and Modelo. And we had to tell him those aren't really craft beer, but we drank the 40 anyway.
You know, speaking of Mike Trejo's Rust and Dust,
yes,
that kind of a descriptor of this pod, this Rock and Pod Expo, a lot of rust and dust running around here.
So we're gonna skewer the guests.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's intimidate the 10 people who are getting up to show.
So yeah, this is 9%. So it's like drinking 2 PBRs. I'm trying to at least bring strong beers for you.
Yeah, it's like drinking 2 PBRs in a dress.
It was a special release in celebration of the Natchez Tricentennial. It's lightly colored, well-balanced beer, reminiscent of a dry white wine, has a fruity flavor that hits you at the first sip, then quickly vanishes into a dry, clean, easy-drinking 9% beer.
You said in honor of the Barbra Streisand what? This is the official beer of Yentl, too. Electric Boogaloo.
I saw that one.
Sinzak, how did I agree to be on the show?
Just let Ian talk.
Yeah. Just let me drink.
So how did this event come about? Yeah,
how much time do you have?
Came into your crazy mind and
you're
like,
about doing an expo and getting everybody in town. Oh, Kristen,
did you see that? I threw my voice. No, no, BJ Krent from Rock and Roll. A lot of us have talked. Joe Polo also. We talked for years. It's just one of those things where you do these shows with other people through Skype, and it's like, it'd be awesome if we could actually meet up someday. And we're always like, yeah, that's a good idea, but yeah, it never happened. And then BJ came to me and he was like, what if we crowdfunded the meetup? And what if we did it in Nashville? And I was like, that's cool, but if we're going to crowdfund it, we want to have people come out to it, so why don't we have some vinyl vendors?
Yeah.
Because vinyl does really well in Nashville. There's a lot of record shows here. And then also, my shows interviewed a good number of these people that are nice enough to do signings. And I was like, I'll just call out favors and see if people would agree to come down and, you know, shake hands and sign an autograph for a few hours. And it just kind of fell into place that way.
Excellent.
Yeah. Started in first idea of it, I guess, late January, early February, and here we are in August doing it.
Very, very cool. And I mean, you have to be happy with the turnout.
I'm happy that everyone here is.
People are filing.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
There's a lot more to go. I mean, we're only the second show. This party's going to be going until 11 o'clock.
We have some crazy stuff planned for today.
Somebody's going to do something that kiss coffin, I'm afraid, by the end of the night.
I joked earlier that it's my ride home.
Oh, okay. Not by my doing.
Drunken Lullabies killed me.
No.
It wasn't Gina's fault.
I'm not going to be responsible for the downfall of the Justin Bieber podcast.
Oh, no. It's going to be fun.
No, that's Chris.
Yeah. I do a good enough job on my own.
All right. So we talked first beers. How about the first time you got drunk? It's usually a pretty good story. I'm just going to defer to the end of the table again. You can start. If it's going to incriminate anybody, you can change names. We won't know the difference.
No, the first time I ever actually got, I'm going to sit down and get drunk. And this is the 90s. So St. Ives Select or St. Ives Special Brew came out. And even now that I think about it, it hurts my stomach to think about it. But some friends of mine had got some St. Ives Special Brew, and we hung out. And I remember getting like thoroughly drunk and listening to Metallica's "For Whom the Bell Tolls," and almost listening to it like I was high, like listening to Cliff and all the stuff he's doing. And oh my God! But really, that's not what you do when you're drunk.
No,
that's what you do when you're high. But
right.
But I assumed that you would listen to music different. So I was like, honestly, I think I was like 19 at that time, so I was even way past the 14, 15 year old nonsense. But yeah, we got drunk on some St. Ives Special Brew.
Have you had it since?
What's that?
Have you had it since?
No, and
okay.
Only if you don't let me see you pulling any of that out. Because they just end up puking all over the microphone here.
All right, Ian, first time you got drunk?
I'd say like real, real drunk would be a high school party when I was a freshman trying to hang out with the seniors, and we're playing quarters, and by the end of it, they took the tablecloth off and had me tied to the chair because I kept falling over, and I had to throw quarters like that. And they're like, play, freshman, play! And I was like, all right. And then I told them I was going to throw up, and they're like, well, fucking tie this bastard, you know? And I went to the bathroom and passed out in the tub.
What were you drinking?
Probably Busch Light.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was like special limited edition Busch Light banana winter harvest, almond M&M flavored
coffee.
Yeah, pale ale.
Yeah, I think that was only around for
Very, very limited run. Very, very exclusive.
It's true.
Very nice.
True story.
Yeah, true story.
Chris.
Okay, I'm sure I may have gotten drunk before this, but as far as one I have a story for, I was playing in a band in high school, and I think it was like junior year of high school. I was like 16 going to 17. And for some reason, we were practicing in my friend's basement. And the parents he had were like old hippies. Like, they kind of just let us do whatever.
Yeah.
They were like, they're just happy we were being safe. But like, yeah, go ahead and get yourself fucked up in our basement. So for some reason, we wound up with a huge bottle of Jack Daniels.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
And everyone decided, oh, I can drink 15 shots of Jack Daniels and be just fine. Well, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And but I remember getting so drunk at one point, like everyone was passed out upstairs, and then me and the bass player are in the basement, and he pulls this blanket up out of this box, and he goes, guess what? I'm like, what? He pulls up another bottle of Jack Daniels. So we start knocking it back. I was so sick. I didn't even want to think about whiskey for about 3 months.
Have you had Jack again?
Yeah, I'm not a big... I was more of a Jim Beam drinker in college, but yeah, it just... I don't touch that shit anymore at all.
Yeah.
I'm a beer guy now.
I had a bad experience with Jack Daniels the last time we met, and we haven't spoke since, because it doesn't burn if you just keep drinking it.
Down like water.
Yeah, so... Now, the first time I got drunk, I actually was kind of late to the party. I was a college freshman, and I was hanging out with some friends of mine at U of I in Champaign-Urbana. We were pledging a frat. We weren't really. We just went out to get free drinks.
We had to use
fake IDs to get in. Didn't look anything like the dude, but they know the deal. They let us in. And I was drinking 7 and 7s. I was drinking rum and Cokes. I believe there was some beer added in. And it hit me quicker than I expected, but I still outlasted my friends. So I guess I was just predisposed to have a good tolerance. I don't know. It's served me all right with this week. But I thought I was hallucinating on the walk home because I saw a transvestite. And I lost my shit and was just laughing hysterically because I thought I was imagining it. And then I woke up the next morning, I'm like, was that just me, or like, did you guys see that? And they're like, no, we saw it. I'm like, all right, good. Because that's a weird thing to hallucinate about.
That's the thing about Billy Hardaway. He's always good for a joke, you know?
And a correction.
I knew his name would get brought up at some point.
I love that guy.
Ruben De La Rosa.
All right. Well, we got. I brought another local beer. This is from Bearded Iris.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds like a good fucking Thursday.
That's the
Bearded Iris
company. This is the Scatterbrain, which I figure is relates to Chris right now with what he's been dealing with today. So
more like Scramble Brain.
All right. Is that fucking blue?
No, it's not blue. Oh, it's okay. No, we don't have any blue beer or blue milk or.
I will say that you're passing this beer down and we're all pouring it, and I'm after Ian, so I get nothing.
Yeah, you get
sorry.
I thought it was like fucking Romulan ale at first.
So yeah, I just
sip of each beer.
Picked this up yesterday.
For fuck's sake.
It's juice, man. This is a New England style IPA. If you're into those kind of beers,
I love it.
Bearded Iris is
This really tastes like perfume my grandmother wears. This is terrible.
I'm an IPA guy. I like it.
Okay, good. You're a hophead, huh?
Yeah.
It smells like cat piss.
That might
Thank
be
you.
Simcoe
Thank
hops,
you.
Actually.
I'll drink yours if you don't want it.
If it's got Simcoe in it, then it's kind of cat pissy.
So, I'm going to complain about it, and then I'm like, I'll drink it. No, fine.
Exactly. So what's your go-to?
I'm like a KISS fan. No, I won't sell you my copy of The Elder.
Right.
I'm not going to fucking listen to it either.
See, I'm that way with Cheap Trick the Doctor. It's in my collection, and I don't play it.
Yeah, you're not going to sell it, but you ain't listen to that shit.
I have a once-a-year pilgrimage to try to make myself like that album,
it's
and it
not
never
happen.
Works out.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh.
Yeah. So what is your go-to drink? For all of you. I know, Ian, you said, you know, you were drinking a PBR. You like beer that tastes like beer.
I like...
But you may be a mixed drinker.
I like, you know, probably my go-to is Rolling Rock, because where I live, I get 30 of them for $18.
Okay.
And that's like a soft dick hard to beat, you know. I'm on a budget. you know, if I had my choice, I love, you know, stuff like Stella. I love St. Pauli's Girl. I love Guinness. Those are all beers that I like for taste, but, you know, normally I just want to forget I'm Irish, you know, but that's hard to do. So I go usually for quantity over quality.
Okay.
But I can't appreciate a good beer, but when it gets too candied up, you know, I still want something that tastes like a real beer.
I should have just brought a bunch of Pilsners.
You know, it's like Billy Hardaway. He dresses like a woman, but sometimes you just want a real woman. You don't want, you know.
I so wish he was sitting out here.
Where's he at?
He's around here somewhere.
He's going to shoot me. Shoot me. That's how we're going to get on Blabbermouth.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your go-to?
I'm with Ian on this one. I'm a quantity over quality kind of guy.
Yes.
And, you know, I'll go.
I like this guy.
You know, I like the Miller Lights. You know, I'm a good Miller Light guy. Bud Light, you know, I'm a simpleton when it comes to beers. You know, and like, you know, the wife and I will go out and we'll try to order off of the fancy beer menu. And I'm like... It's like reading a foreign language to me, so I might need to hit you up for some tips and how we go out.
I'll try. I will try. Chris, you said you're an IPA guy. Like
totally me. IPA, and I'll gladly pay $15 for a high gravity IPA.
There you go.
Over a 35 Rolling Rock.
We're at tailgate.
The
last night,
eye roll.
Denny Smith, friend of the show.
Yeah. And,
like the Anderson Trader.
I think he was busy doing something. So we're gonna hang out later tonight and do my other show, Drunk in the Movies, where we drink a bunch of beer and we do our own live commentaries of movies. And we're doing Detroit Rock City, which I figured is an appropriate movie this weekend. So we're gonna get drunk and watch Detroit Rock City over at Denny's house tonight. It'll be a good time. And he was an extra in the movie, so he should have some nice behind-the-scenes stories.
And I'm glad you got plenty to drink when you're watching that movie.
Yeah. I like Detroit Rock City.
I like it.
I like a lot of shitty movies.
Yeah, but
you know?
It's a pasteurized process film.
Yeah. I think the original cut was like 3 hours long or something like that. I've never seen that version.
It might be better that way.
Yeah,
but I'd also like watched or read or heard recently that Detroit Rock City, that movie, was kind of the downfall of the original Kiss reunion. Chris, please enlighten us.
Okay, so it's time to go to Kiss school. Okay. Gene Simmons had originally cast Ace's daughter Monique as a part of the movie, and they even filmed it and everything. And then I guess, like, through the editing process, Gene kept saying, well, her part might get cut, but I'll make sure it stays in. And next thing you know, her part's cut out of the movie, so Ace to this day is slighted about that.
So, there you go. Now
Peter wasn't happy about it. Peter didn't have
any scenes.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys don't realize this. I've got Vinnie Vincent sitting right next to me.
That's right. The real Vinnie Vincent. I'm already on retainer for the Atlanta Expo. They're like, here's the deal. Here's the costume. Here's the makeup. Just tell everybody you fucking let yourself go. You know? Been out of the spotlight for 10 years.
We should have made Vinnie Vincent part of the drinking game. He's been said a lot already today.
Well, it kind of goes hand in hand with anything I do.
Yeah.
The thing with the interview that we all, even when I first heard the jarbled voice of Mr. Ian Motley here, I'm like, God, is this real? Is this not real? And then, like, it took me about 20 minutes to realize, I'm like, this motherfucker, man. Bruce Simzak is about to get it. But he got one over on all of you. So
I was so drunk, I didn't know until the end. They're like,
oh, the behind the scenes story, we had to record that thing twice.
Yes,
because I scripted the whole thing out the way you did hear it. But originally, I sent it to Ian, and we get on the phone with Ian. He's been recording Rock and Metal Combat for like 5 hours. He's like 30 beers in. And he just goes completely off script. And I'm like, and I'm like asking the question the way I wrote it, and he's just like, Aaron Camaro's an idiot, or something like that. I was like, no one's gonna believe this. So like, he felt bad too the next day. He's like, I'm so hungover and I feel so awful. So we called the next day and re-recorded the entire thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was after the verse, I was like, I can't use this.
I'm very proud of that episode though, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna ask you, Ian, did you have a hard time staying in character? Because I've done a full podcast in character as Dusty Rhodes, The American Dream.
That's
Rick
Flair.
That's the dream.
But yeah, I had to do that for an hour and a half as the reanimated corpse of Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know if you had difficulty staying in character.
Well, no, it wasn't, because it was very easy, because I had a program.
I wrote everything for him.
I deviated a little bit for the most part. He wrote out.
Well, you have to improv a little bit.
What I would say, oh yeah. But we used a program that just did my voice. You know?
Okay.
So I just talked regularly when we did it, but you know, it's funny, because you don't get the full effect until I heard it back, you know, and then I'm just laughing, and I was hoping people would, you know, I was hoping we were going to fool some people.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the ones that weren't fooled weren't going to get pissed, you know, and get mad at them, and like, you know, because I know they probably already hated my ass, you know, but, like, you know, take it easy on poor Chris and Aaron.
I will say that Sinzak is such a Vinnie Vincent nerd that...
How nerdy is he?
He's so nerdy that he scripted these questions to where you'd almost believe that that's what Vinny would say as the response.
It was an attempt at an Andy Kaufman type of homage. I was trying to screw with your head.
Very meta.
But very, very proud to be a...
But I also did unsubscribe to the Destiny podcast. Fuck that guy.
I invite you when you tell me that.
All right, well, as we wrap things up, we got one more beer.
All right,
and
what's this shit?
I brought this one. This is the sponsor spotlight from Distill, and I brought one that I knew would be a very... I would get interesting reactions.
Controversial.
I did this intentionally.
Oh, God. Is this a concept album beer?
This is a sour beer.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Aren't you glad you agreed?
Yeah, exactly.
So this being the sponsor, do we have to be nice?
You don't have to, as long as I am. So this is the Wild Sour. This is the Syncopathic Apricot. Just came out this month.
Oh, boy.
It's... If you like Warheads and like those kind of sour candies, you'll probably dig this. God. Who knows? Ian, you may love them.
This is the only beer that I've gotten half full.
Yeah.
He felt bad.
Okay.
So yeah.
I didn't want to drink
it. It's kind of like drinking a bunch of sweet tarts and all that. This is my version of the Lord face.
This is a sweet, liquid sweet tart. Not kidding.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to drink it, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
That might be the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
This is pretty awful.
That's what she said.
I don't know. I saw you last night, and... Hey, fucking Billy Hardaway. Oh, he left again.
He left again. Every time you make a
Billy Hardaway
deal.
All
right, so...
Be here all weekend.
We've talked getting drunk. Ooh. Let's talk first concepts.
Wait, hey, let's not talk about being drunk. Did they sell this beer? And do people buy this beer?
There are a lot of people that love this kind of beer. It takes some...
Yeah, they're called women.
It takes some getting used to.
No offense, women. You probably wouldn't even put this shit in your mouth, and I wouldn't blame you.
If I was 8 terrible. Drinking a Budweiser, if I was 8 drinking this, I would love beer. Like, this is an 8-year-old beer.
You're the second person that said that on this show. Like, this is
How fun is that, dude?
You like it?
No, but I like the effect, you know?
Right.
But yeah. So
it's like nobody does bath salts for the taste. I just like drew people's faces off.
Are those legal down here? Those were banned in Illinois a long time ago.
I have no problem.
And that's why I moved.
So you're...
What's the ABV on that?
If you look at the can, I want to say it's in the 5s, actually.
Oh, really? It tastes stronger than that.
So... But yeah, this is the final beer, so we're gonna
thank you.
We're easing into the picks of the week.
Yeah, are you gonna pass out a good beer to like cleanse my palate?
Well, I have a feeling there's no beer sponsorships coming to the Rock and Metal Combat podcast.
probably not.
No, actually, I had a listener wrote Rowan Rock twice trying to get them to sponsor.
It's already taking effect. You can't.
Rowan Rock. It just rolls off the tongue.
It's an Elmer Fudd edition.
But, Rolling Rock turned us down. They said they don't sponsor Irish. This day and age.
Hey, well, you will enjoy this. I was sponsored by Fall City for an appearance I made on a YouTube show.
Well,
there you go.
Bear with me, we got a second. I'm going to be right back. But I'll bring a gift for all of you.
All right.
I'm working with an amateur here.
Hold on.
All right, so Bo Jackson's off the stage. Now you can talk shit about him.
Hey, if we're talking my trip, you need to get Michael Wagner up here.
Oh, God.
So
I didn't watch my mouth.
We have one more. I mean, you're leading into it. We have one song for Mike Tramp to play.
It's almost like I have my own podcast.
Right?
Really.
So the final song for this episode, again, off of his newest album, Maybe Tomorrow.
Pretty balls for everybody.
Why even worry at all? Which I think that's a good
philosophy. I'm not going to worry now that I have it.
We're going to all drink a PBR and listen to some Mike Tramp here on Drunken Lullaby.
Yeah, when the children cry.
Oh, yeah!
Find on a summer day.
was talking about a little bit. We didn't get too into it, but first concerts. I want to hear what your guys' actual first concert, not first rock concert, first concert you went to with your own ticket. What is the first live music you ever saw?
I got this.
You got, you already know.
Julio Iglesias.
Oh, to all the girls you loved before.
That fucking tour.
Yeah.
I don't think he did another one. No, I went with my grandparents, and a comedian opened up who wasn't near as funny as Julio Iglesias.
That's so weird when a comedian opens for a band. The only time I've ever seen it, that makes sense, Weird Al.
Nice.
It makes sense for Weird Al to have a comedian open for him just because he's parody. Also, people don't give a shit. They're just ready for Weird Al to come out. Right. So it's just never good for comedy. And Julio Iglesias.
I don't know. I saw Sammy Hagar open up for Loverboy. So that was, you know.
It's like comedy.
Yeah, exactly. For that or a poor attempt at music.
So you really disdain the Red Rocker.
Oh, the worst.
Do you have
the worst.
A couple of hours?
The bane of my existence. Sorry, I love Van Halen.
He's one of the co-founders of Zubas, isn't he?
Of what?
Well, I hate him for that alone.
Oh yeah.
Pants with the tiger stripes. Yeah,
another reason to hate him.
The Jimmy Buffett of hard rock.
There you
fucking
go.
Horrible.
That I agree with. You can't argue with that, Josh. What was
I hate that Ian's not being himself today.
and I hate to say it, and I hate to be like, oh, you know, this was my first concert. My first honest concert was Cannibal Corpse.
You were what, your parents took you to that?
My friend's mom drove us.
Okay.
It was right after they were in Ace Ventura, and this was 1994.
They butchered at birth tour.
No, this is the bleeding tour.
I ran a record store at this. Like three Cannibal Corpse albums at all times.
Yeah, wow. Chris Barnes, the first rock star I ever met, and it was so cool.
Wow. You said you met a rock star.
Hey.
I did. It was Chris Barnes. Shut up, Sinzak. I'm sorry.
Oh, actually, Amy has already looked for that.
Chris, how about your first
time? Kiss, 1990 at the Starwood Amphitheater here in Nashville. That was
your first time?
Yeah, I was 13 years old.
I thought you said it was Pablo Cruz.
No.
1980.
That was your mom.
Okay.
Mine.
I like it. I like where this is going.
I got drugged to a state fair by my parents to see Sammy Kershaw.
Oh, that was my double wide trailer.
Exactly. Yeah. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
Well, I gotta say, two of the guests that are here that are gonna be here today.
Sammy Kershaw is here.
No. Two of the guests.
Let's get him on stage, folks.
Sammy! Woo!
Oh,
all right.
Lori Moore.
I was with you.
But two of the guests that are agreed to be here today, Mark Slaughter and Gary Corbett, who's already here.
They're touring with Sammy Kershaw.
Woo!
We're announcing it here.
You guys are killing me. No, they were part of the first Kiss concert I went to because Gary was playing keyboards for Kiss and Mark was the opener.
All right.
Where's Kiss, Sammy Kershaw?
Next year, Sammy Kershaw on stage with Drunken Lullabies, and we're probably going to drink some
2018 Rock and Pod and Sammy Kershaw.
Sammy Kershaw.
And the dude from Cannibal Corpse on stage.
Yeah.
Yes!
Let's make it happen.
Chris Barnes.
Remember, you need to put it together.
Cannibal Kershaw.
Fantastic. I can see the t-shirt already.
I'm sorry,
the album art is going to be horrible.
Since
it's like Sammy Kershaw being disemboweled.
Keyboard player from Exciter not available right now to interview.
I tried to get him, man.
All right, well, it is time for us to wrap things up here on Drunken Lullabies. It's time for us to make our picks of the week, and I'm really, really interested to hear what they're going to be, but we'll start down at the end again. Josh, what was your favorite beer of the show?
I really enjoyed this Pabst Blue Ribbon that he and Robbie did in here.
Thank you.
It was great. Thank you, Pabst Blue Ribbon. In all honesty, I will go with, what was the first beer that we had?
Scattering.
Local IPA here.
Reservation Ale. Drink local.
Well, I've enjoyed many of Yazoo. Maybe not this one, but I'll go with the Yazoo.
Okay.
Oh, Yazoo tastes more like Wazoo.
I can't wait to hear it.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Which beer did you hate the least?
I don't know. This last one was really horrible. The coffee one was nothing to write home about. Yeah, this one sucked. Oh, this one really sucked.
the wine
actually,
bottle.
I didn't mind the fucking wino bottle.
All right.
But the one that tasted the best, and maybe that's because I drank it so fucking quick, was cream soda thing that I had.
Cream soda is cream ale.
Yeah. Same fucking thing. You can't polish a turd. Let's call a spade a spade. No, but I like this shit. That was pretty good.
All right.
And I like PBR.
There you go.
And I like you. I like you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
We're just fucking around drinking some beers.
I love it. I'm good at that. That's all I'm good at.
Hopefully these people have been mildly entertained while we've been
drinking. Yeah, mildly. Look at them. Look at them. They're all fucking asleep. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It only gets worse, kids. It only gets worse.
Hey-o.
Keep drinking. Hey-o.
Rock.
Rock.
Yeah, Chris.
The Beard of Iris IPA, that was my favorite.
That is my pick as well.
Thank you.
We have a special
thank you. Dr. Fuck, the good Dr. Fuck, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
There he is.
As seen on YouTube and Cinemax late at night.
The way he knelt down, I thought he was doing like the smeared off ice thing, where like he dropped out and you. Is that still a thing? Where you iced somebody?
Yeah.
It was a thing for a little while.
Not my fucking house.
All right.
When you say the word rock.
All right. So
da-da-da-da.
Now it's time to let all the drunken maniacs at home know where to find your shows, social media blogs, any upcoming events. I mean, I've been hyping the Rock and Pod Expo for months now, so I can't play the commercial anymore. So, where can people find you, social media wise? I mean, if they're really lazy, all they're going to do is open up the info and just click the link that I'm going to provide for them.
Right.
But it's more professional if you tell people where to go.
As they will all say, iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, whatever podcast app that you use, make sure to check out Talk To Me. That is To Me, T-O-O-M-E-Y, as in my last name.
Are you related to comedian Mike To Me?
I've never heard of him.
He's from Chicago.
Well.
All right.
I don't get that far up.
Well, fuck him.
He's all incredibly right. Famous.
Yeah.
More famous than me. But the Talk To Me podcast and upcoming guests are John Connolly of Seven Dust and David Vincent of Morbid Angel.
Oh, there you go.
As what about
formally?
No, I am Morbid, I'm sorry.
Yes.
and country music superstar, yeah. David Vincent.
And how about John Connolly and the rose colored glasses?
John Connor.
I don't know, we're in Nashville, I keep thinking country music. I'm still waiting for Sammy Kershaw to show up.
He actually just walked in, so we're going to have to wrap this up so we can go talk to him.
All right.
But hey.
Oh, well.
TalkToMePod.com.
There you go.
Yes. Rock and Metal Combat Podcast on iTunes and Podbean. Also, Wadzilla World, my radio show on SoundForRadio.com. And, any NAMBLA meeting you go to, we got flyers and shit.
And I feel we have to acknowledge during the crowdfunding for this event,
yes, sir.
Your listeners turned out.
Yes. 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 Only two of them showed up because they're like, I don't want to listen to you, but we'll pay you to go away for a week.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah,
your guys' name up there.
Yeah. No. We raised a lot, and it's incredible considering like 90% of my audience doesn't even have a job. They all live with their mother, but they sent in amazing donations and made a lot of this possible. And I thank them, and I thank the great Chris Sinzak and everybody who participated. Everybody who showed up. Thank you so much. I hope this is the first.
Cheers to you.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies.
Yeah.
Come back.
Where can people find you?
Decibelgeek.com. Of course, on the, as Jimmy said, on all the podcast apps, iTunes, Google Play, all that good stuff. Just look up Decibelgeek. And upcoming guests include John Bonham, John Lennon, and Sammy Hagar.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I got a wee.
You lost me there.
And discovered
magic. Okay.
And also, you can find Chris Sinzak in a half hour in the bathroom throwing up because he ain't used to drinking this much.
and of course, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Drunk and Lullabies podcast. New episodes every Sunday. Drunk at the Movies. New episodes every Wednesday. We have some good ones coming up. We drink so many beers and watch so many movies, and I recorded some episodes at National Breweries while I was in town. I still have another one to record tomorrow, so look for those coming up. But thank you to everybody who showed up today, and stick around to listen to all of us talking to the microphone.
Drunken Lullabies, everybody. Check it out.
All right. Until next time, this is The Voice saying, may your music be loud.
and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
Where's Billy Hardaway? Clean up all this shit right here, will you?
Yeah.
And just when you thought it was over, I pull you back in. All right, so that was the live episode I recorded in Nashville at the Rockin' Pod Expo. I want to thank Chris, one, for putting the event together. But I also want to thank Chris, Ian, and Josh for sitting up on stage with me and drinking beer in front of an audience and attempting to be funny. Hopefully it was entertaining for you guys to listen to and for the people that were there in attendance. Maybe some of you listening to this episode were totally unfamiliar with my show, and I'd like to thank you for checking it out and encourage you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes I've done out and about, or even just at Drunken Lullaby Studios with my friends. You can get an idea more of what a standard show is, because it is a different experience doing the show live and not having the edit pauses and, you know, trying to be entertaining on the spot. But I think we had a good time. I know the sound quality wasn't quite what we were expecting, but hopefully it was good enough for you guys to enjoy. And believe me, I've put out a lot worse sounding episodes before in the past. So I just wanted to give some thoughts on the whole Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. I wasn't there the whole day because I had other episodes to record in Nashville. So my time there was limited, but the time I was there, it was really great to meet a lot of these fellow podcasters that I've become friends with on Facebook, to meet face-to-face and to chat. Joe Polo gave me some new stuff for the studio. He's another big wrestling fan, so he hooked me up with a cup from WrestleMania 30 that included confetti that fell from the ceiling at WrestleMania, and also a badass NWO era Macho Man poster that I put in a frame. So we got some extra goodies in the DL Studios. So thank you very much, Joe. That was very kind of you to bring that along with you. Also, I want to thank Christine the Button Queen for making some Drunken Lullabies buttons. So now I can hand those out as a promotional tool to people. If you are listening to this and you would like one, let me know. Contact me on social media, either through Facebook or Twitter or the email. I'd be more than happy to send you one. Also, met a few other podcasters that weren't on the show. My friend BJ Cramp from the Rock and or Roll podcast. I got to sit in on his show once. We did our top 10 T-Rex songs. So if you didn't hear that episode before, go back and check it out. I had a lot of fun shooting the shit all about Mark Bolan and T-Rex. And hopefully we're going to do another episode down the road. We have shot some ideas back and forth about who we'd like to talk music with. But I didn't have a chance to really get into it during the live show, so I wanted to take a minute to talk about some other stuff. I want to thank my sponsors, Distill and Iron Spike, for, through their sponsorships, I'm able to travel and do these kind of things. I don't make a lot of money with this podcast. It's pretty much a passion project that I just invest my time and energy into because I enjoy doing it. And I think you guys enjoy listening to it, and that makes it worth it. But I do have two sponsors who are fantastic, and you know, they do a little bit more than just give me beer to drink on the show, and I'm able to use that money to travel to Nashville for a weekend and, you know, put gas in my tank and you know, go check out other breweries and all that fun stuff for other show content. So I want to thank them for being great sponsors for Drunken Lullabies. Encourage you guys to check out their products. If you're from Illinois, there's no excuse. You should be able to track them down. And Distill's available in, you know, almost half the United States at this point. So big thanks to them. Also, we have some new shows on the FCF network, and I'm going to play an ad for one of them right now. These are some guys that came onto my radar thanks to my friend Brian. He sat in on their show. They're local hometown boys. I'm talking about the Hyper Uppercut podcast, and they are newly sworn in members of the FCF network. They had to go through the ritual. There was a lot of hazing involved, definitely some beer chugging, but they made it through flying colors, and hopefully we can get, you know, we'll see if we can get, you know, Sandwich Hawk, or we'll see if we can get Pickles, you know, that's their names. That's not their real names. I know their real names, but it's like top secret shit, and I can't divulge who their true identities are. That's for them to decide if they want to release that info. But yeah, just they're putting out 3 episodes a week at the moment. You know, Dutch Magneto is kind of the guy who runs the show, and then you got Pickles and Sandwich Hawk, and then there's some guests, but they've been doing a Game of Thrones weekly review. Well, that's done now, but I encourage you to go back and listen to them. They also do their regular episodes where they talk about a whole bunch of shit, and then they have the final draft episodes where they basically do a fantasy draft on a variety of topics. It's a great show. They're putting out tons of content. Like I said, if you're from the Central Illinois area, these guys are local. So it's a good time. You may actually hear some people on there, you know. But check out Hyper Uppercut, and we're going to play a promo for them right now.
Greetings, humans. We are interrupting your scheduled program to let you know of our plans for domination. Hyper Uppercut has infiltrated your audio canals in the Fakakta Comedy Network to penetrate your minds with lewd humor.
Any attempts to stop our transmission of subpar video game news will result in immediate listening device failure, resulting in injury or possibly death from laughter or boredom. Join us at Hyper Uppercut.
That was Hyper Uppercut. Like I said, check them out. I think they're just down to 2 shows a week now. So listen to them on the FCF network. You can find them on Facebook. Hit them up. Give them some feedback. Let them know that you enjoy it. Subscribe on iTunes and all that fun stuff. All right. Well, that was one of the things I didn't get to during the show. The other thing I didn't get to, because I thought it'd be a little, masturbatory. I didn't do fan feedback during the live show. We were on a tight schedule, so like I said, it wasn't a standard recording. But I want to dip into the old mailbag. It's time for some Drunkomaniac mail. Now, I've been gathering up this Drunkomaniac mail for a while. I've been doing a lot of shows on the road. Haven't been very diligent about reading the feedback and reviews and all that. So we're going to get into it now. We're going to plow through these. And just wanted to let all the Drunkomaniacs who have supported the show and are given the feedback that I appreciate it so much. It's nice to know who is listening to the show, who digs what I'm doing, and is out there sharing it with people. So the first one comes to our friend and former guest, Jason from the Castle Theater. One of his friends, a guy by the name of Mark, he made a post on Facebook looking for podcast recommendations. Anyone? ? Jason was one of the first to respond, and he put Drunken Lullabies. He didn't even say, listen to the one that I'm on with Matthew Curry and with Jonathan Kemp, and we had a great time at Kemp's Upper Tap. No, he just said, check out Drunken Lullabies. So thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Also, we had somebody tweet, Shane at SME_75. He said, passing the time until we see Susto on Friday with Drunken Lullabies and some Dogfish Head beer. And there was a picture. It looks like they're drinking some Dogfish Head 120 minute. they're hitting it hard, and I believe it's a worldwide stout next to it. So yeah, our friends, former band of the week, two-time band of the week actually, and former guests, Susto. This is a fan of theirs, and they probably found the show thanks to Susto being on. So again, thanks for that, Shane. Hope you're still listening. If not, no hard feelings. But we got tons of great bands and music coming, so we hope you're checking it out. Another one we got from our good old friend and beer mule, Tyler. Tyler Abercrombie. He just put, just listened to episode 87. Like I said, this has been a little while. Of Drunken Lullabies and the Super Troopers episode of Drunk at the Movies. Both awesome. Hope Super Troopers 2 goes better than the second Boondock Saints. That's another movie we did. Good movie, but the Southern FBI agent did it in for me. I believe we actually talked about that on the Boondock Saints episode of Drunk at the Movies, and Tyler hadn't even heard that yet, so that was some good foresight on his part, and he definitely agreed. I have the Southern FBI agent up on the Drunken Lullabies Wall of Fame, but not for that movie. So I'm right there with you, Tyler. Thanks for the shout-out. Glad y'all enjoyed the RIIPA, and I'll have to send some more soon so Jason can get his bottle cap. Always looking out for the bottle cap kid. Like I said, if I get a bottle cap and I don't have it, I get dibs. Okay, and we've got some more feedback. And this is from Eric Walsh, another loyal drunkomaniac who sends feedback on a regular basis. He saw I was going to be in Minnesota. I believe I mentioned it on an episode. He put, hey, when you head up to Minneapolis for your birthday, Surly is a good stop, but also check out Barrel Theory, Dangerous Man, Fulton, Steel Toe, and Castle Danger. All great places. I had a blast when I went a couple years ago. And I want to say thank you for that, because we will be going to Minneapolis in about a month. And Dangerous Man, Surly were already on the list. Somebody else did suggest Fulton to me. But Barrel Theory, Steel Toe, and Castle Danger were completely new. So thank you. Hopefully Freckles and I will find some time to check those out as well. We got 4 days. I do know we're making a pit stop in Decorah, Iowa to visit Toppling Goliath for the first time. So we're going to do that on the way up or the way back. I'm not sure which yet. Another loyal Drunkomaniac, former guest, former band of the week, Andrew from Drugs Delaney. Big time fan of Big Trouble in Little China. And I gave him a shout out on that episode of Drunk at the Movies. When it came out, he sent me a message, said, so I wore this today, not realizing it was Wednesday. May have worn it in our new video too. Excited to hear this episode, my friend. What he's referring to is he has the exact Jack Burton tank top. And he was wearing that for release day of Drunk at the Movies, Big Trouble in Little China. And he also shared on his Facebook, put Dustin Wyckoff, thank you for the shout out in the episode. Great episode. Here, let me splash some alley water into your eyes. Bummed I couldn't have been a part of this one, but I'm stoked about the movie and episode I get to be on. Hint, Luke 21:19. And your patience, possess ye your souls, winky face. All right, that's up to you guys to figure out what movie he's going to be sitting in on. Do your homework, see if you can figure it out. But Andrew is going to be on a future episode of Drunk at the Movies later this year, maybe the beginning of January. Not sure when that's going to fall in the release schedule yet. Another shout out. This one's a killer shout out. Former band of the week, Burwanger, shared the episode asking if you have checked out the Drunken Lullabies podcast. They talk about craft beers and independent music. It's great. They were also kind enough to pick us as band of the week. Check them out. And he shared episode 78, hashtag Mule Life, that I believe featured Hambone, Cosmo, and Hippie, I think. We all sat around and drank some great beers. But Burwanger also stepped up because Freckles and I will be going to Riot Fest on Friday the 15th to see his new band Radar State play, and he put us on the guest list. So Freckles and I get to go up there for Friday at Riot Fest free of charge. I mean, we got to use some of that sponsor money to drive up there, but We get into Riot Fest for one day for free, thanks to a band of the week, and I can't thank him enough for that. We're going to hang out, we're going to drink some beer after Radar State's set is done. We're going to be featuring Radar State on a future episode, so stay tuned for that, but big shout out to Josh. I can't thank you enough. Juan Lopez, one of our other favorite beer mules, who actually just sent me a box of beer, and it's waiting at the post office, but today the post office is closed, so I can't go get it. So tomorrow, the beer will be mine, but I can't say what's in it, but you may hear some of it on future episodes. But he put, love Big Trouble in Little China, and by the way, unless Snake throws a knife at Burton, Snake whoops that ass. We talked about it in the episode of Drunk at the Movies, who would win between Snake Plissken and Jack Burton. So that's Juan's theory. It's Snake all the way, even with the one eye or whatever. We also had some iTunes reviews from some of the fellow podcasters at the Rockin' Pod Expo. Decibel Geek gave us a 5-star review, said, bottoms up. I like the show so much, I'm scheduled to get drunk with them on stage in a couple weeks while running a full expo. Sounds like a genius move, right? Well, Chris, I appreciate the review. I appreciate you getting tipsy. I told you I wouldn't get you drunk. You had responsibilities, but hopefully you got a little buzz and had a good time. Red Bull 73, beer plus music. How can this go wrong? Great show touching on two topics that are near and dear to me. Give it a shot. The Dandy Classic Music Hour approves. Randy Hall left a review, 5 stars. I look forward to meeting you at the Nashville Rockin' Pod. And Dennis Talbot, 5 stars. Great show, and gave us the metal sign and a toast. And finally, I've got just a couple more left here. Doug, former guest, he sat in on the Drunk at the Movies King of Kong episode. He said, I finally got around to it, and this UHF episode has me rolling, dude. Great work. And I put, nice to hear. That was a fun one. And that trio is going to be a regular group for upcoming shows. We are planning on doing Ferris Bueller's Day Off next. And he said, awesome. So if you enjoyed the UHF episode with me, Daryl, and Groucho, stay tuned because we're going to try to make that trio happen about once a month for a different movie. So hope you guys dug that. And Bevelcraft Brewing, our friends Nate and Valerie, the disc golf champions, they shared their episode and said, before the Ledgestone Insurance Open Week kicked off, Nate and Valerie joined Drunken Lullabies for one of the best podcasts ever. Listen in for some good music, beer, and disc golf talk, paired with some great brews that we brought with us from around the world. Cheers. And that's very nice that they think this is one of the best podcasts ever. That was episode 89, Don't Drink the Kool-Aid, live at Tannins and Hops. I encourage you to check that out if you have not, because it's awesome. So, do it. And, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of Drunkomaniac mail I had to get through. There was no way I was going to sit up on stage at the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo and, you know, pat myself on the back that much. So, again, thanks for listening to the show. We've got another standard Drunken Lullabies coming up next week. I believe that one is recorded at a bottle share here at Drunken Lullaby Studios, the second annual Drunken Lullabies bottle share. And Drunk at the Movies, what do we got coming up? Just a little movie that we call The Princess Bride, and also another one near and dear to my heart, Cloak and Dagger. You're in for a treat with that one. So yeah, this is the voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.